It looks like a slightly happier day in London. That big injection of cash by the major central banks helped shares in London match a rally in Europe today. There's a big difference, though, in how Britain and the continent view the crisis. From London, NPR's Rob Gifford explains.
In America's Anglo-Saxon cousin, Great Britain, there have been similar problems to the United States. No matter how many times they say they won't, the British always go back to that bad old boom and bust cycle. Shares rallied in London a little today with the news of the takeover of the country's troubled largest mortgage lender, but generally the picture is looking very American. In continental Europe, it's a different story. Of course, no country in the world can avoid some impact of what's happening on Wall Street, but the differently structured and frequently more conservative European banks have so far come out much better than their American or British counterparts. Whatever the French for Schadenfreude is, that's German for joy at other people's misfortunes, there's a certain amount of it about in France too, with some French newspapers asking if this is the end of the ultra-liberal, free-market, hands-off approach to the economy in the United States. The profits may have been smaller at European banks in recent years, but so have been the risks. But it's not quite everyone who's gloating about German brilliance and French superiorité. Some German newspapers carry the story of a mistake by German reconstruction bank KfW, which transferred credits said to be worth about 300 million euros to, guess who? Lehman Brothers, on Monday night. The papers have dubbed KfW Germany's dumbest bank. How do you say do in German? Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Some see a lesson in the failure of financial giants that bigger isn't necessarily better. And that could, in the end, be good news for smaller community institutions like Broadway Federal Bank here in Los Angeles.
The bank was founded in 1947 by a group of African Americans, and it was really founded to serve the real estate needs of African Americans coming back from the war in 1947.
Paul Hudson is chairman and CEO of Broadway Federal, a bank with 5 branches, $400 million in assets, and about 13,000 customers. Customers who have been feeling a little skittish this week.
I had a customer that I ran into in the parking lot. He wanted to know, was his money insured? Was it safe? How's Broadway doing? A lot of consumers think that there's this ripple effect. The fact that Lehman's gone under, Merrill's in trouble, IndyMac went under, WaMu may be in trouble. The ripple effect is that all the other banks are going to be impacted by these troubles. That's not really true.
Hudson is confident that Broadway Federal Bank won't be harmed by the recent spate of bankruptcies and bailouts. Though the bank specializes in real estate and caters to minority investors, it never got caught up in the subprime mortgage game that has become the downfall of other banks.
In order to play in that game, you had to have large volumes of small margins, which has made mortgages like commodities. So the Countrywides, the WaMus, the big mortgage companies, you would lose your shirt trying to compete with them. So really the small banks had to stand on the sidelines while a lot of money was being made by churning these loans and fees, and people were making huge amounts of money. Banks were very profitable, and we weren't able to participate. But now, you know, the kind of like slow and steady feels very good right now.
Now Hudson says he's starting to get a lot more calls from people who want to put their money in Broadway Federal.
Here's what used to happen in the old days. People would only put $100,000 in Broadway because they knew that was the maximum FDIC insurance. They put $1 million in Bank of America because they figured, well, because Bank of America only has the same insurance as we do, only $100,000. So they left $900,000 uninsured because they said, well, that's Bank of America. I'm only worried about Broadway. I'm not worried about Bank of America.
Hudson says the idea of a smaller bank where you can actually talk face-to-face with the CEO is starting to have a lot more appeal. As I sat in Paul Hudson's bank where quotes by Langston Hughes and Frederick Douglass are painted on the walls where there is no bulletproof glass, it made a lot of sense to me.
Most people have no relationship with their bank. It's the most impersonal relationship they have. I think that's probably why people are so stressed out about what's going on, because it's almost like they're world order has been disrupted. The way they thought the world rolled is not the way. So now they're saying, well, if Merrill Lynch isn't safe, what is safe? Is anything safe?
Broadway Federal Bank's Paul Hudson says his bank may not have ATMs in every corner of the country, but what he can offer customers is the security of knowing they won't be needing a bailout anytime soon.